What do nails come in, Charlie?
Nails come in kegs.
What goes around the sides of a barrel to hold the staves in place? You know, these metal rings around the sides of a barrel to hold the staves in place. What do you call them?
Well, they call that, hold the barrel together. They call it.
These big metal rings around that hold the wooden staves in place.
Yeah, they call them. I can't think of it. Think of it now, but anyhow, they got them round there to hold them together, keep them from falling down. They got them there.
Now, Charlie, what do you call these metal rings you put around the barrel to hold the staves in place?
Hold the staves? Oh, they call them,
these big metal rings that go all the way around the barrel.
Yeah, go around there. He call them, I forget the thing, I didn't call them. You wouldn't call them, pull it in there with that
Let's say you've already poured something in there and then you don't want it to spill out. What would you put up right inside the top of the bottle to keep it from spilling out?
I'd stop it up. Is that it?
All right. What would you put in it?
What would I put in the bottle?
Yeah. I mean, what would you, to stop it up, to keep stuff from spilling out of it?
Oh, I would, it means the barrel of the bottle.
In the bottle, top of the bottle.
Well, I'd put a stopper there.
What do you call this small musical instrument that people hold up to their lips and has a lot of little openings, a lot of little keys in it, people blowing?
I call it a harp.
A
harp.
Now, what did you call the kind that you held between your teeth and picked with your fingers?
I call it a tooth harp.
Nails there.
I've nailed with a hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what did you call that long wooden piece between the two horses?
I call that long piece between the two horses. That's the tongue.
If you have a horse pulling a buggy,